Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Must
everything. royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom. Motivational Classroom is a space and a place to where we all sit around and grow together, right? We learn together, grow together. So that's what I wanted this platform to be, like one big, huge classroom to where, you know, everybody's not always talking all the time. You know, I am one who loves to hear from others. And I pulled two lectures today, guys, which is going to take up really the entire podcast, although a little experience. You know, today's podcast is Rejection is Protection, right? How many of us have had a whole lifespan, you know what I mean, to where we felt rejected or we take rejection so personally, you know what I mean? So in taking rejection so personally, just one day in my own personal healing journey, I was like, you know what? What if I were to look at this in a different perspective? You know, what if, right? Because those what ifs can help us, guys. It's when we challenge ourselves or when we challenge ourselves on our very own thinking that what if I am wrong? Or, you know, what if? I'm going to try to find a lecture that I listened to about what if. Because the what ifs can definitely catapult one to a different shifting your very own perspective, your conditioned perspective, if you will, program perspective, and pretty much underneath all of that, guys, is learned behavior. Our learned behavior when it comes to rejection is I'm not good enough. You know, it goes down to the root trauma of I'm not good enough. You know, maybe I'm not good enough. And then a lot of times, you know, people will reject people in a manipulation tactic, right? It's where a lot of it, you know, could be used against us because someone could know your weaknesses or know that, you know, to get your gears to, you know, pumping is rejection. You know what I mean? So they try to align things in your life. And I'm talking about your loved ones, people who raised you, or maybe even, you know, your close friends, bullies, you know, what have you, right? So this pod today is about a shift in perspective, and I chose Shavi Zane, and oh my God, I don't even know the second lady. As far as my research is concerned, she's new. But I love her energy. But I'll give you her name later, guys. But the video credits is definitely in the show notes. Shavi Zane, please reach out to her for a reading, guys. She's very, very good, very wonderful, guys. So her information is in the show notes. You click her YouTube, and then her email should be in the description on the YouTube page, you guys, and as well as the second lecture that I chose today. But let's listen. And then I'm going to close out with Ralph Smart, guys. Ralph is no stranger to ear, but ear enhancing awareness radio, to those that don't know. I am a reader as far as doing my own personal readings as who I chose today in the lectures are. Although, guys, there's a time to where even readers have to take breaks. And, you know, so I've been on a break for almost 6 months in my readings, and you know, because back to the basics, guys, this is a season in life that is pretty much kind of getting back to your roots, examining your roots, back to the basics, you know what I mean? And so a basic root would be examining how we respond to rejection, all right? So where I was going with that was you can email me. I am open for readings, guys, if you want, you know, most of all, just a spiritual consultation, pretty much if you just where you at in life and you know, just any type of direction. You know, I kind of service the 1111 gateway to where spirituality 101, to where, you know, people who are brand new in spirituality and they kind of want to get a feel on what to do, what is this about. You know, I'm that guy, you know what I mean? But all the heavy stuff, I leave that to Shavi Zane. You know what I mean? And but, you know, I do know my craft, and, you know, I've been practicing for years. But there are other little things. I also do paintings of affirmations, queen affirmation paintings and king affirmation paintings, which I want to put back on the website, which should be relaunching sometime this year. So, guys, let's go ahead and get into it before we run out of time, because the first lecture is about an hour long. And the second one is almost 2 hours, okay? And you guys know I pause and I'm in periodically. But if you want to contact me, my link tree is definitely in the show notes for you guys. All right, let's get into it. Rejection could indeed be our protection.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shavi Zane, and I'm coming on to have a discussion with the Chosen at this time. It's been a while since I've actually come on to bring a message forward for you all, and it's largely because for me, you know, when you, I'd say just in general, after being in hermit mode for an extended period of time and working on yourself, right, doing the spiritual work, healing, purging, you know, becoming the alchemist, you know, becoming the co-creator of your life and doing all of these things for an extended period of time, it can become very comfortable, okay, when you're in hermit mode, largely because you feel like you have a certain amount of control over your circumstances and how things unfold. Now, it's not until after you come out of hermit and you start interacting with people on a more regular basis that you find that the true nature of your ability to maintain internal peace in spite of external chaos is then tested. And so not saying that it has to be a bad thing, it's just at that point you get to see the efforts that you've been putting in, how you're able to utilize that spiritual wisdom and those tools and those lessons to further propel you forward, even in spite of others' actions or their inaction or whatever the case may be. You want to always keep in mind, whether you're in hermit or not, that we are human, spirits having a human experience. And so depending on who you are, I feel like the Chosen, we love to stay in the spiritual realm, okay? We love to just embrace the spiritual aspect of who we are, having that connection to the Most High and our spiritual team and just doing the spiritual work. It becomes something that is very comfortable. But what we can't neglect is the fact that the human experience still has to exist as long as we are in these physical vessels. And so when you do come out of the cocoon, you begin to experience different things, people, places, things, and it really does become a test of your commitment to the process of change and evolution. So I'm going to pull some cards. I want to look into the energy, see what the message is for the Chosen across the four corners of the globe and what we can do in order to stay in alignment or get back into alignment wherever you're at in your journey right now. I want to give you some guidance there. So let's go right ahead and get right into it. If you find this message resonates with you, please be sure to like, subscribe to my channel, leave a comment below. And if you want a private reading, you can always email me. If you want to order my hair or body oils, email me. So, first card coming out is Know You Are Worth It, Taurus energy. And then I have Partnerships and Alliances. This could be you saying, I'm worth love, I'm worth true partnership, I'm worth true friendship, okay? Knowing your own value is very important right now. True partnerships, where there's true reciprocity, and having people around you that you don't have to feel like you're holding on to them or that they're just holding on to you, but it's like this energy of the two of you are holding on to one another because both of you recognize the value and the worth that the relationship has when the two of you are in sync, when there's reciprocity. And, like, you know, this is just relationships in general, family, friends, romantic interests, whoever it is, business partnerships. You just want to know that they recognize your worth just as much as you recognize theirs, okay? So let's see. And it could also be saying know your worth when it comes to the partnerships that you do have in your life And if it's not in alignment, then know your value enough to release that situation and to pursue what is going to be a direct reflection of the value that you have from within, okay? You do have balanced spirituality and practicality. So that is what I began speaking about in terms of balancing out as Pisces energy. Balancing out the spiritual things with the practical things. You know, like I said, we love to be fully submerged into spiritual understanding, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it can become, it can be thrown off balance if you neglect the practical things, meaning building on relationships, working on those goals that you have been envisioning in your mind's eye, you know, putting the, you know, putting your feet to the pavement and creating the foundation in the physical, because you've already been creating it from within by doing the spiritual work. And so there is a balance that's necessary. So if you have not been able to find that balance, it feels like you're being called to do that. Also, with the partnerships and alliances, it feels like you're being called to find a balance with how spirituality is included in those physical connections that you have people, that you have with others in the 3D, in the physical realm. Balancing out the two is very important, not neglecting the spirituality for the sake of maintaining the, you know, the physical responsibilities. But, you know, again, those things are important, but making sure that you still are implementing your spirituality into that relationship is also just as important, if not more, actually. And so, let's see. I have here victory and success. So you all will be moving towards victory and success, okay? You will be able to loudly declare and decree and sound your trumpet because you have made it to the top of this mountain. And it hasn't been easy getting here, okay? Look at this. Bottom of the deck, I have obstacles and challenges. It has not been easy. It's been very challenging. You've had to overcome many obstacles, many changes, in order to get to this place of harmony in your life where you're finally finding some balance here. I feel like this balance, this victory and success is coming in again after a series of changes. And, you know, being very clear about how you are evaluating these changes is very important. If you're in this energy now where you're going through conflicts or obstacles and challenges, it really does depend on how you view the situation. Do you see the worst case scenario? Is that where your focus is? Or do you see that this could be very easily overcome if you just do not focus on the worst case scenario, but you focus on where things could go moving ahead, moving past this stumbling block or this crack here, moving past it and persevering towards your victory and success? How are you viewing it? And that's going to play a major role in how it affects you both spiritually and physically. How it affects you in multiple ways. You know, this could be for some of you, you're moving towards victory and success with a partnership, okay? And you're having to overcome some obstacles and challenges, and the way to balance it out is through spirituality, especially if you are more concerned about the physical roadblocks that might stand in the way right now. Implementing spirituality is actually going to be very beneficial when it comes to these partnerships. So let me see. I'm going to be clarifying these cards too. I have the root chakra here. So this, you know, if there's any blockages going on or if you feel kind of off in your energy, it could be concerning your root chakra. I'm going to clarify that one specifically. All of these I'm going to clarify. But if you feel like you've been off, you want to go back and reevaluate, okay, where do I need to balance myself more? And what I'm seeing is root chakra energy. So it, when it's off balance, it can create an energy of fear, okay? And fear will bring in a lot of emotions, okay? It'll bring in a lot of thoughts, overthinking, you know, negative anticipation of things, moving ahead or overly focused on those things that you feel like you cannot change, you know, just feeling like things are a challenge, but there is a need to balance out and to get that rooted, get that grounded again, okay? So let me see, what is the base chakra? Why is this coming out? Okay. So you have stand your ground. So I feel like, you know, you're creating a solid foundation. It's something about you saying, okay, I am standing my ground and I am not moving on this, okay? I know my worth. I know my value. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. And, the, you know, the base chakra can deal with the foundation as well. You know, it can deal with those things that's in a physical, those things that are tangible. And so it could be you protecting what you have built, you standing your ground against opposition that might want to try to come in and derail you or throw you off because you know your worth. You know your worth and you know your value, so you're standing up for that. I'm going to pull one more for the base chakra. Okay, so this card tried to jump out. It says expect powerful change. So there's getting ready to be some major changes here that's happening in your life, even when it comes to your security. And you're being called to stand your ground if there's opposition to this change, if there's, you know, because sometimes you'll find that when major changes are getting ready to happen, that's when you have people that come in that try to derail you or throw you off. And at that point, you have to get into this energy of warrior mode, whether you're doing it spiritually, being the warrior in your life, or doing it in the physical realm where you're having to establish some very strong and healthy boundaries. But I do see, as a result of the work that you're putting in, knowing your value, standing your ground, protecting yourself, that there's major changes that's getting ready to happen because of it. So let me see, what is this change? So patience and planning is here. This change is going to happen, and it's going to take a certain amount of patience and planning. The number 7 is here twice. So for some of you, these changes deal with spirituality. Maybe you having to stand your ground when it comes to your belief system and being patient with your transformation process, you know, standing your ground against others who do not see the value in what you're learning about or what you're diving into. But for others, this really is about being patient and planning when it comes to a foundation, when it comes to something being stable and solid, you know, your security. And, you know, a lot of times when I see this card, it does put me in the mind of the twin energy, twin tower energy, you know, which could, you know, a lot of people like to associate that energy with like the twin flames. You know, I try not to put a name on it because sometimes there's a negative connotation behind it, depending on how you view it. Okay. For me, I just like to say divine partnership, but if it's dealing with love for some of you, it does feel like there's a certain amount of patience and planning that needs to happen when it comes to the relationship itself. There is victory and success that you're moving towards, but not until after overcoming some obstacles and challenges here. But there does seem to be a steady progression of energy where things are, you know, elevating, coming out of murky energy and moving towards something that's a little bit lighter. Now, I do have, with this series of numbers, I have 3, 5, 6, and then 7. So what's missing, because actually, no, I have 1, 2. I have the number 1 as well. So what's missing is the number 2. And the number 4, number 2, dealing with balance of union, balance of partnerships, you know, the scales being in alignment. Then number 4, dealing with the foundation. So it feels like the foundation is still not quite balanced just yet. And this is the way to get it balanced is to bring spirituality in, but to also put in the work with the practical things in order to lay the foundation, like doing the actual work in the physical, to show that you are really diligent about laying something that's solid, a foundation that's stable and, you know, immovable. And so I do see that it's going to take a certain amount of patience. It's going to, you know, it's going to be like some seasons. Doesn't mean it's like literal seasons. It doesn't even mean that it's going to take a long time, but it does feel like it's going to take a certain amount of you really standing your ground and ensuring that you are valued, that the value that you have for yourself is appreciated and that it is acknowledged, and that the two of you, like I said, doesn't matter what type of partnership this is, are able to express, you know, have that reciprocity within the relationship concerning your worth. I'm going to pull one more card from this deck. I have faith in your dreams. So whatever it is that you've been focusing on, you want to get back in alignment, okay? Because it could be that some of you might have gotten thrown off with this obstacles and challenges here. And you're being called to get back in alignment with those things that you are, that you have been visualizing, those dreams that you have been hoping to bring to fruition, those things that you have been praying for and working on, wanting to get back in alignment and not allow any of these changes that are occurring to throw you off track from your vision. It's very important to maintain the vision. And it's easy to get caught up in the physical realm. It really is easy to get that caught up in the emotions in the physical realm, but this is when you have to go back and remind yourself, hey, I'm a spirit having a human experience, and so therefore this situation, I don't have to internalize it. I don't have to take it as being a personal threat to me or something that is telling me that I'm not as valuable or that I'm not worthy. It's just more so this is a situation that's being reflected back to me because there might be a need to trigger something that I have buried. You see what I'm saying? It could be a need to trigger something that has been buried and hidden for too long. So those necessary things happen in the human experience to push you to do the spiritual work to clear wherever those blockages are at in the spiritual realm. So it's not always, you know, most of the time it's usually not something that you want to take personally. You really don't want to take any of the stuff personally. You just want to see it as being an experience that you can learn from and move on from, okay? So I'm going to start clarifying these cards with my other deck, see what other messages we have coming out here. So know your worth. I want to see what that's all about. So the card I have coming out is a detour is available to you right now that can be a benefit. So it could be that something is getting ready to change. The bottom of the deck here says, don't stop living your life because of someone else. So it could be that someone, whoever it is, could come into your life and try their energy. Can be very distracting. And maybe whatever it is, whatever obstacles and challenges you might be going through when it comes to this person, it has the potential to detour you or to cause you to stop living and focusing in on your dreams, like I said, because you get too submerged in the human experience and what's happening outside of you. And so you're wanting to recognize that this detour has the potential to be very beneficial, depending on how you look at it. Because sometimes we can get so accustomed to taking one straight path. Like I said, being in hermit mode, if you get very comfortable, and so you get accustomed to a certain system, a certain routine, a certain way of doing things, a certain type of energy, because, you know, in hermit mode, usually it's like the only energy that you have to be concerned about shifting is your own. But then when you start to interact more with people and others on a regular basis, it can become very distracting. And so you want to make sure with this card saying don't stop living your life because of someone else, make sure that all of those things that you was already doing, spiritual practices, going out and getting grounded, certain diets, exercise routines, whatever it is that you did to enjoy life, obviously things that are going to keep you balanced, you want to make sure that you don't allow someone come in and distract you from doing that by bringing a certain energy that is just, you know, it's challenging. So this detour, it can be beneficial when it comes to this person, whoever it is that you're thinking about, whatever type of partnership or alliance it is. It can very much so be beneficial as long as you don't allow it.
And guys, just as a reminder, you know, these are just general reads as far as the collective is concerned. You know, so what doesn't apply to you, you can always let it fly. But yeah, this is just a general observation. Just kind of plug it into however it is that you can relate. Okay.
Well, you awesome for your team. Okay. So knowing your worth, standing your ground, establishing that firm foundation in terms of who you are becoming, and what you're not willing to compromise for the sake of being in union, whatever that means. Like I said, I don't want everybody to think I'm just talking about romantically, but you're not willing to compromise your happiness or your peace or the things that you've been doing to become who you are today. You know, for whatever reason, if they come in and shift your energy. So let me see. I'm going to clarify partnerships and alliances. For some of you, this is concerning love. Let me see. You have special gifts. Never surrender to normal. So for some of you, this could also be dealing with, like, your career path. You know, it could be that your surroundings, the people that you're working with, have the potential to come in and throw you off from those special creative gifts that you naturally usually, you know, you've been flowing with it, and then here comes a different type of energy that just kind of takes you out of your comfort zone, but it's to kind of suppress your gifts. And so it could be that you're standing your ground and knowing your worth when it comes to, you know, not allowing this person to stop you from being who you are, okay? Having special gifts and not surrendering to normal could mean that if you have certain people that are coming back into your life after being in hermit for an extended period of time, surrendering to normal could be more like surrendering to what makes them comfortable, whoever that person is. Surrendering to what makes them comfortable, because they might not have tapped into their own gifts. Maybe they're intimidated by your gifts and they want you to be distracted with, you know, challenging energy so that you're not focused on building those gifts or, you know, realizing the potential of those. So you don't want to surrender to that type of energy. And this card is above balanced spirituality and practicality. So it could indicate that you want to continue to build on those spiritual gifts in spite of who is around you. Don't let them come in and cause you to stop living your life. You lay the foundation for what this thing is going to look like. And if they're going to come in, they're going to know your value. They're going to understand that this is who you are. This is what you believe in. And they're going to have to get with the program or, you know, get with the door, whatever that means. Okay? Because this is very important to your evolutionary process in whatever area of your life it means. You know, it could be you evolving higher when it comes to your career path or when it comes to, you know, your circle of people that you deal with. I mean, whatever the case may be, y'all know how this resonates with your personal circumstance. So be very mindful not to allow that to happen. Let me see what this obstacles and challenges is. Okay, so you have here rejection is for your protection. So the obstacles and challenges deals with if there was something that you desired, person, place, or thing, and the door was closed or it did not open for whatever reason, you felt like you had to be, this other card did say a detour is available for you right now that may be beneficial, then it was for your protection that you had this obstacle and challenge here. It was not to harm you. That's why I did mention earlier not being so submerged in the human experience that you take it personally, because it's not to be taken personally. This is for your protection. This is for lessons. This is to help you grow. So if you were rejected recently, this may have been challenging for you. And you may have spent, you know, a certain amount of time looking at the worst-case scenarios, and not really focusing in on the fact that you have the potential to overcome this, and needing to get that balanced with your spirituality and practicality in order to get that peace, that internal peace again. For some of you, this could be dealing with like some sort of business idea or opportunity that did not, you know, fall through for you. It did not, the door did not open when it comes to that. But knowing your worth and your value and standing up for what you believe in, this is going to actually bring powerful changes to your life and move you towards victory and success. And so let me see. I'm going to clarify obstacles and challenges again. You want to get back focused and have faith in your dreams. That's the main thing. Get back focused on the vision. One closed door can guide you down a path that leads to five open doors. You see what I'm saying? And it's like if that door is not closed, you're not taking that detour, okay? A detour is available to you right now that can benefit, that would have led you to those open doors, you know, even more opportunities. So it says don't worry about what could go wrong. If something does go wrong, you'll be able to make the best out of it. So this is clarifying obstacles and challenges. Don't worry about what could go wrong, okay? Because worrying about what could go wrong actually doesn't stop it from going wrong. It could actually help you create that outcome if that is where you are focused, okay? And this is something that we all have to remind ourselves of as we continue to evolve and grow and learn how to be a spirit having a human experience without submerging ourselves too much into the emotional aspect of this experience, okay? And so worrying, you want to remove that energy from your life and stay in the now. Do what's necessary to stay balanced now. If something does go wrong, you'll be able to make the best out of it. Why? Because it's just going to be another lesson. I think you did have that card. Was there a card that came out about lessons? I feel like we did. Maybe I just mentioned it. But, you know, just don't worry about that, okay? And I do feel for a lot of you might have been rejected because you're different. It's okay to be different. Don't try so hard to fit in. Maybe that's why you got rejected, because people don't understand you. They don't understand that you do have spiritual gifts, so you're not going to surrender to just the norm. You're not going to become a walking zombie trying to fit in with the rest and become a sheeple. You are 100% okay with standing out, being different, and being noticed for those differences. These are things that you value about yourself, and so this is where you have know your worth, because if other people do not see the value in who you are as a unique being, then they don't deserve to be in your energy. And so if they rejected you, and this is an obstacle and challenge that you had to overcome, then just know that it is to protect you for something greater. This is just a detour. They did their job. Their job was to reject you so that you can go towards this detour that's going to lead you on the right path and be more beneficial. It's going to lead you towards your success. It's going to lead you towards a new partnership and alliance with someone who does value you, okay? Someone who is understanding of the spiritual gift, and they value your spiritual gift, they admire your spiritual gift, and they don't want you. It's going to move you towards someone who does not want you to stop living your life for them, because they have already found their own happiness. They've already found their own peace. They have already found what brings them joy, and they're not looking for you to fill any voids for them, okay? And so this is where rejection is for your protection. So heal yourself. Allow yourself. Give yourself permission to, if you feel rejected and if you're left in this energy of abandonment or just feeling like you're not good enough, give yourself permission to address those emotions, because what you feel is valid. But at the same time, get back, do the work spiritually. Don't neglect putting in the work spiritually to bring yourself out of that energy, because you possess the tools. You have the authority to be the alchemy, you know, to be the alpha, to do the alchemy, and to be the, to transform the energy, okay? Alchemize and transmute. You don't have to sit in that energy. You can do a writing, burning, and releasing. I destroy and I release all feelings of rejection, all feelings of not being good enough, all emotions surrounding, fear of being different, or rejection for being different. You know, and anything like that, put it on paper and spirit and flesh and burn it. Then you might light you a candle and write on that candle, I am valuable. I know my worth. I attract people that are appreciative of my gift. I attract my tribe who values my uniqueness. You know, you want to do things like that because that's how you shift the energy and that's how you establish in the spiritual realm that you are not welcoming that type of energy into your life, that you're welcoming something new, something transformative, something that is in alignment, something that's balancing. That's how you do that, okay? So let's see. So you have here, you will find your place in the world even when you don't know how. So you will find your place in the world. Even if you don't know exactly how you're going to come across these people who, or, you know, it doesn't just have to deal with people, but you might not really know what your uniqueness means for you. How, where do you fit? Where do you belong? Who do you belong around? What should you be doing? You're going to find out, okay? If you can, as long as you continue down the path, stay in the now, and continue to do the work in the now, you will find that the path is going to lead you exactly where you need to go to your soul, people, places, and things that are in alignment with who you are and who you're becoming. So don't worry about that. You will find your place, even if you're unaware of how you're going to get there. So let me clarify, expect powerful change. So it says, despite the frustration, you're on your way to making all of your dreams come true. Beautiful. That's the powerful change. You are on your way to making all of your dreams come true. So, again, that's a powerful change. Expect powerful change because you are on your way to making all of your dreams come true. And remember, you had the card coming out that said, have faith in your dreams. This is why you don't want to allow these situations to throw you off balance, because this door is opening right here. Maybe for many of you, it could be multiple doors that are opening, all because that one door closed. And so you want to be ready and in the right mindset and balanced enough to walk through that door when it opens, okay? So that's beautiful energy. Despite the frustration, you're on your way to making all of your dreams come true. So in spite of these challenges here, these obstacles and challenges, the changes that you've been going through, and the rejection and, you know, the worry and all of these things, there's beautiful things that's unfolding for you, because I feel like for many of you, the chosen, you've been putting in the work out there. Mm-hmm. You have been working on yourself. You have been diligently working on becoming the best version of yourself. So because of it, you deserve what you are getting ready to receive. This is a harvest that you have been planting and preparing to reap. And so at this point, you know, these obstacles and challenges, they come in because, largely because it's like another test of your commitment to the process. When you walk through that door, once you get there, you want to make sure that you take these values and this wisdom with you. You don't want to neglect it. You don't want to start neglecting yourself and suddenly starting to fit in and, you know, trying to fit the mold for others and going back into this energy of trying to dim your own light to please others and not doing those things that you love to please others. You don't want to get back into that energy. So this is a test to see, are you fully committed? Are you really ready to walk through that door that is getting ready to open for you? Because if you're not, it doesn't mean that the door doesn't eventually open. It just means that it's going to be postponed until you're ready. So this is where, in this moment, you focus on getting yourself back in alignment and coming back into remembrance. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know the power that you possess? Do you know that the authority that you have to shift your circumstances? You don't have to sit in anything. You don't have to stay in any energy. You don't have to have any. You can transmute and alchemize. The Most High God has given the chosen seed all across the four corners of the globe the authority to change our circumstances just like that. And so never surrender to the normal, because you're not normal. You are not normal. You're different. It's okay to be different, though. This has always been you. You've always been different. That's why many of the chosen seed are often considered to be the black sheep. Whatever that means for you, you've always been different. And so now, after going through transformations and shedding skins and shedding insecurities and lack of confidence and self-loathing and lack mentality and fears and all of these things, you come to a place where you realize your uniqueness, that's your energetic signature. You're beautiful. No one can take that away from you. And so you might even find that, you know, most of you have already shed certain partnerships with people who were not in alignment with who you are becoming, with who you have become and who you are becoming. You shed those partnerships, false friendships, people that are still seated in negative energy, dark energy in their carnal nature. If they do not accept the new version of who you're becoming, then they don't deserve to go on the ride and this adventure and to reap any part of the harvest that you are getting ready to receive. They don't deserve it. And so the test also deals with, are you okay with being rejected by these people who have a hard time accepting the fact that you are changing? Or are you going to allow it to make you feel like, well, now maybe I should go back in my shell. Maybe I should go back to being the old version of me so that I don't feel left out in the cold and that I don't feel ostracized or, you know, whatever the case may be. You don't, listen, how are you looking at the situation? Do you see it as being a detour that's going to take you towards your destiny, or do you see it as being another energy of feeling like you've been abandoned, left out in the cold and rejected? If it triggers that type of emotion within you, then it just suggests that there's still some work that needs to be done, and there's nothing wrong with that. It just means get on top of doing the work, okay? Don't allow yourself to sit in that energy for too long and move towards your destiny. Because this is getting ready to be real beautiful. So if they reject you, they're gonna regret it later. But that's their bad. You see what I'm saying? That's their bad. So then you have here, there's nothing outside of you that can fulfill you. And that's the truth all day. There's nothing and no one outside of you that can fulfill you. Okay? You are the one that has to fill your own cup. Your cup should be overflowing to the point where no one can drain you. No one can, you know, take the life out of you. No one has that authority to do that. No one can drain your spirit. No one can come in and take the last bit of love that you got. No one can come in and take the last bit of compassion or empathy that you have. They can't do that because you recognize that your cup, you being a chosen seed, you have that divine connection that's so powerful to the Most High God that the Most High has granted you the authority to have infinite access to high vibrational energy, infinite access. You always have the ability to refill your cup to the point where it's overflowing so that if somebody tries to come in and they think they're just going to, you know, misuse you or take from you, they don't leave you depleted. They don't leave you flat on your face. What they might take a little bit, but your cup was already overflowing anyway, so what they took was the residual. And so you still end up walking away full. You still end up walking away fulfilled because you recognize that no one else can actually bring that energy to you but yourself. And so if anything, they're just benefiting from the work that you're putting in on yourself. They might be able to pick up on some of that beautiful energy and think that they're going to run off with it. But what's going to happen when they get a little further down the road is that they're going to run out of gas because they don't understand how to fill their own cup. They're constantly seeking others to fill it for them. And so without your energy, now they really feel depleted. That's the type of person that's depleted, the one that does not have that divine connection to the Most High and that does not recognize that they possess the ability to heal themselves and to fulfill themselves. These are people with blocked sacral and root chakras for sure, solar plexus chakras. They're operating from their lower nature, and so they don't understand how to fill their cup up. It deals with using that spiritual wisdom and divine connection. That's the only way you can fill your cup. If you don't have that connection, then your access is cut off. You don't have the authority to, you know, be in that energy of overflowing with that high vibrational energy. You don't have the authority to do it because you're not operating in the right energy to access it. Access is not just granted to just anyone. It's granted to those people who deserve it because you put in the work. You are now your vessel spiritually and physically is now in alignment with you being able to fill your cup with that type of divine energy. If you're full of, you know, crap and garbage and negative thoughts and anger, jealousy, self-loathing, bitterness, fear, if you're full of just lack of compassion and empathy towards others and, you know, just constantly trying to do things against other people, you're full of shit. You know, that's the best way I can put it. You're full of toxicity. And being full of toxicity, there is no room within your vessel, spiritually or physically, to fill it with divine energy from the Most High. There's no room. So the only ones that have access to infinite energy is the chosen seed that has been putting in the work. So then you have here, change your perspective of the people that are around you and keep an open mind. So, you know, you can't see this person's eyes, which is a strong suggestion that you're being called to look at this, look at them, these people, through your spiritual eyes. Because if you look at them through your natural eyes, it could put you in a place where you'll be ready to dissect them and tear them down to shreds in terms of what the energy they're projecting and how they're living. It's easy to do that. But when you look at them through your spiritual eyes, then you are able to have more compassion and empathy, and you're able to really see them past the surface, okay? And when you look at them through that perspective, then it gives you the opportunity to understand why they're doing some of the things that they're doing, why they're rejecting you, why they are not valuing you, why they are, you know, having a hard time with you being different, why they're trying to, you know, speak against you for being different. You'll be able to see that it's largely because what they're doing is projecting. They're projecting their own insecurities off onto you because they really do not understand how you've been able to come to a place of being so different and being so comfortable with it. You know, you have been able to step outside of your comfort zone, and many people will live an entire lifetime never able to be just unique, never able to step into their purpose or their divinity because they're so concerned and consumed with how other people view them and whether or not they're in alignment with their group, you know. And so you have dared to be different, largely because this go round in this lifetime in the age of Aquarius, it was a part of your assignment to become the most organic version of yourself, shedding all of those inauthentic layers, because that's the only way that you could have a true divine connection to the Most High and your spiritual team and take on your calling in this lifetime. So last card I have coming out from this deck, and then I'll just pull a couple of cards for advice, is the healing must be completed before your life can transform. I didn't even read this card. I was just holding it and talking to y'all. The healing must be completed before your life can transform. So this is a place of healing, like I said, concerning rejection, abandonment, you know, putting yourself down because you're different, feeling disappointed because certain doors did not open or certain people did not accept your love. Whatever the case may be, the healing must be completed before you can say that you are ready for the rebirth, because the transformation deals with the death, and that could be the death of your ego, you know, the death of your mindset, the death of how you view yourself. That's you shedding that false skin, shedding those inauthentic layers. And then from there, you go through the rebirth where life is now different. You are different. You see everything different. You see yourself different. You see your interaction with people differently. Everything changes. So just know that this card is very necessary. You know, you're going to break free. You know, whatever does not serve you, whether it's your thought process, people, places, things, past energy, whatever it is, you're going to break free from everything that does not serve your highest good. You will. It's just a matter of being patient with yourself, planning, doing the work consistently, being, you know, pushing through, overcoming obstacles and challenges. So let me just see. I'm going to pull for some advice, and then I'm going to close out. So I love you all, and I hope this message has been uplifting and enlightening to you all. I might end up doing the live reading tomorrow. I'm going to see, because I've been kind of consumed with trying to catch up on readings, which I had to cancel a couple of them because my energy, I have to make sure that I am in alignment, okay? And so I've been over here still working on me. I'm always a work in progress, and I realized that still trying to get back into the field of inviting people into my life and opening up the door to, you know, coming out of hermit mode and letting people just be in my space, you know, be in my energy. And so it can be a little challenging when you awaken your gifts and you're able to see things from such a different perspective. So I'm working on that. So anywho, advice. So I have here, prosperity begins. Like I told y'all, the seeds that you've been planting, you're getting ready to reap a beautiful harvest. With the number one up there, is going to be a new beginning here. Then I have movement, choices, and decisions. So you will be faced with some decisions here. But it feels like whatever decisions you make, you want to make sure that it's in alignment with you reaping the harvest of the seeds that you have planted. You know, don't choose, make sure that the door that you choose is in alignment with your purpose, is in alignment with your peace of mind, your happiness, your success, your visions, your dreams, okay? Because remember, we've been talking the whole time about, you know, if a door was shut, if you was rejected in one area of your life, there might be four or five other doors that might open on your behalf because you've been detoured into a different direction for a reason. And so if that door shut, let it shut, you know, and walk towards your new beginning. So then I have here spiritual union, okay? Some of you are coming into union with your divine partner, and it definitely feels like, you know, you may have to make a decision, maybe closing the door on, you know, maybe a past situation and moving towards your spiritual union. I have the number two coming out here twice. Then I have, again, have faith in your dreams with the foundations and achievements. So this is like a family structure, you know. Some of you, if this is your dream to have a firm foundation with your family, you know, and to come into union with someone who you know is a soulmate or who could be your divine partner, this is that energy of making some very solid decisions so that you can move towards a more prosperous and successful relationship or a firm foundation when it comes to your home life, your family life, your work life, whatever the case may be. So those actually earlier, the numbers that I said I was not able to see was number two and the number four, and they're now here. Two is here twice, actually, which deals with balance in your partnerships and people that you're able to come together with on a more spiritual level, because that's what I spoke about as well, those partnerships and alliances, being able to implement and bring in the energy of spirituality into those relationships. And then with the foundations and achievements is the number four. That deals with that stable and solid foundation that you're desiring to have. So it does feel like some of you, you may be choosing the door that leads towards a strong unity within a family dynamic, okay? And there's going to be a lot of growth here, a lot of prosperity, a lot of abundance within this connection. So I'm going to take one more card, and I'm going to close out, y'all. Look at that. You got the star card here. So whatever you've been praying for, this is wish fulfillment, okay? You get exactly what you deserve because you've been putting in the work to heal yourself. You did not lose hope. You did not lose faith. And so because of it, this is being handed to you, this gift of life and light. It's like you became the lightest version of yourself. You did the work. Abundance is coming in for many of you materially. Material abundance is coming in. It's not just you. You get an abundance in your love life. You get an abundance in your spiritual growth. You get an abundance in your finances, an overflow of abundance when it comes to your happiness and your peace of mind and just bringing those dreams, realizing those dreams now in the physical. So this is a beautiful energy. I'm glad to see it. My suggestion to you is just make sure that you make the right decision. Don't stand in front of the door that's been closed on you and, you know, pine over it or overthink, you know, missing out on time, because that's time that you could be putting in to focus in on your dreams and moving towards the energy that's going to be better in alignment with who you are becoming. And so that's what I'm seeing for you all. I love you. And again, if you want a private reading from me, email me. Be sure to like and subscribe to my channel, and I'll talk to you all next time.
All right. Rejection is indeed your protection, guys. I am going to reserve the second lecture that I had for tomorrow's podcast, which is going to be entitled Plot Twist, okay? So join me tomorrow for Plot Twist. But with this one, guys, as I was listening with you guys and learning, I already listened to that one, but I repeated the third grade, right? And here's a perception that happened. You know, I repeated third grade. I felt bad. All my friends were going to fourth grade and all that. And just later on in life, it hit me. Repetition is the mother of all skill. So just imagine, guys, I'm third grade feeling bad. All my friends are level up. You know, just imagine. It was only two people out of the whole class that got held back. It was me and another guy. You know what I mean? So just imagine the weight as an eight-year-old child or however old you are, you know, having to repeat a grade. But it really humbled me. And I was mad at my mother for years. But as I got older, I was like, you know what? That was a shift in perspective, because this is what it's about. It's about perspective, how you are perceiving and how you are looking at a situation. And so when I knew that that situation, that rejection that I felt, right, that was the first trauma rejection for me, you guys. So when I started to say, you know what, that wasn't an event to go against me, rather whatever intention it was by my adults at the time, whatever intention they had, the intention for me to learn and the lesson was that rejection sometimes may be your protection, and perception, how you perceive a thing, and most importantly, repetition is the mother of all skills. See, we don't like to repeat. You know what I mean? Because we are taught that that's such a bad thing. But rejection along with repetition, you know what I mean, guys? So just wanted to drop that with you guys. So let's go ahead and go into the – now, what's very important is for us not to take things personally, okay? So this, The Four Agreements, is the book I challenge anybody to please go get. The Four Agreements. Wonderful, wonderful book, you guys. And
the agreement is don't take anything personally.
So go get this book, audiobook, you guys, audiobook. I mean, what I have noticed with people when I share these books and stuff, like, we don't have time, you know. My homeboy was like, I'm working, I'm doing this. When I get time, you know, we so busy chasing the bag to where we don't really in tune with our spiritual health, and that's dangerous, you guys. So that's another shift in perspective. So don't take it personal. Check this one out, and then we'll end with wraps more. Please join me tomorrow also, but I'll be back to close out.
The second agreement, don't take anything personally. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Using an earlier example, if I see you on the street and I say, hey, you are so stupid, without knowing you, it's not about you, it's about me. If you take it personally, then perhaps you believe you're stupid. Maybe you think to yourself, how does he know? Is he clairvoyant? Or can everybody see how stupid I am? You take it personally because you agree with whatever was said. As soon as you agree, a poison goes through you, and you are trapped in the dream of hell. What causes you to be trapped is what we call personal importance. Personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness, because we make the assumption that everything is about me. During the period of our education or our domestication, we learn to take everything personally. We think we are responsible for everything. Me, me, always me. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on their world. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Their point of view comes from all the programming they received during domestication. If someone gives you an opinion and says, "Hey, you look so fat," don't take it personally. Because the truth is that this person is dealing with his or her own feelings, beliefs, and opinions. That person tried to send poison to you. And if you take it personally, then you take that poison, and it becomes yours. Taking things personally makes you easy prey for these predators, the black magicians. They can hook you easily with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want. And because you take it personally, you eat it up. You eat all their emotional garbage. And now it becomes your garbage. But if you do not take things personally, you are immune in the middle of hell. Immunity to poison in the middle of hell is the gift of disagreement. When you take things personally, you feel offended, and your reaction is to defend your beliefs and create conflicts. You make something big out of something so little because you have the need to be right and make everybody else wrong. You also try hard to be right by giving them your own opinions. In the same way, whatever you feel and do is just a projection of your own personal dream, a reflection of your own agreements. What you say, what you do, what you think or feel, and the opinions you have are according to the agreements you have made. And these opinions have nothing to do with me. It is the way you see the world. It is nothing personal because you are dealing with yourself, not with me. Others are going to have their own opinion according to their belief system. So nothing they think about me is really about me, but it is about them. You may even tell me, "Hey, what you're saying is hurting me." But it is not what I am saying that is hurting you. It is that you have wounds that I touch by what I have said. You are hurting yourself. There is no way that I can take this personally. Not because I don't believe in you or don't trust you, but because I know that you see the world with different eyes, with your eyes. You create an entire picture or movie in your mind. And in that picture, you are the director. You are the producer. You are the main actor or actress. Everyone else is a secondary actor or actress. It is your movie. The way you see that movie is according to the agreements you have made with life. Your point of view is something personal to you. It is no one's truth but yours. Then if you get mad at me, I know you are dealing with yourself. I am the excuse for you to get mad. And you get mad because you are afraid, because you are dealing with fear. If you're not afraid, there is no way you will get mad at me or hate me. If you're not afraid, there's no way you'll be jealous or sad. America. If you live without fear, if you love, there is no place for any of those emotions. If you don't feel any of those emotions, it is logical that you will feel good. When you feel good, everything around you is good. When everything around you is great, everything makes you happy. You're loving everything that's around you because you're loving yourself. You're happy with the movie that you're producing. Happy with your agreements with life. You're at peace and you live in that state of bliss where everything is wonderful and everything is beautiful. In that state of bliss, you are making love all the time with everything that you perceive. Whatever people do, feel, think, or say don't take it personally. If they tell you how wonderful you are, they're not saying that because of you. You know you're wonderful. It is not necessary to believe other people who tell you that you're wonderful. Don't take anything personally. Even if someone got a gun and shot you in the head, it was nothing personal. Even at that extreme, even the opinions you have about yourself are not necessarily true. Therefore, you don't need to take whatever you hear in your own mind personally. The mind has the ability to talk to itself, but it also has the ability to hear information that is available from other realms. Sometimes you hear a voice in your mind and you may wonder where it came from. The mind lives in more than one dimension. There may be times when you have ideas that don't originate in your mind, but you're perceiving them with your mind. You have the right to believe or not believe these voices, and the right not to take what they say personally. You have a choice, just as you have a choice of what to believe and agree with in the dream of the planet. The mind can also talk and listen to itself. Part of the mind is speaking and the other part is listening. It is a big problem when so many parts of your mind are all speaking at the same time. Each one has different thoughts and feelings. Each one has a different point of view. The programming in the mind, all of those agreements we have made, are not necessarily compatible with each other. Every agreement is like a separate living being with its own personality. All these little living beings create inner conflict because they're alive and they each have a voice. There are conflicting agreements that go against other agreements, and on until it becomes a big war in the mind. The mitote is the reason humans hardly know what they want, how they want it, or when they want it. They don't agree with themselves because there are parts of the mind that want one thing and other parts that want exactly the opposite. Only by making an inventory of our agreements will we uncover all of the conflicts in the mind and eventually make order out of the chaos of the mitote. Don't take anything personally, because by taking things personally, you set yourself up to suffer for nothing. Humans are addicted to suffering at different levels and to different degrees, and we support each other in maintaining these addictions. Humans agree to help each other suffer. If you have the need to be abused, you'll find it easy to be abused by others. Likewise, if you're with people who need to suffer, something in you makes you abuse them. It is as if they have a note on their back that says, "Please kick me." They are asking for justification for their suffering. Their addiction to suffering is nothing but an agreement that is reinforced every day. Wherever you go, you will find people lying to you. And as your awareness grows, you'll notice that you also lie to yourself. Do not expect people to tell you the truth, because they also lie to themselves. You have to trust yourself and choose to believe or not to believe what someone says to you. When we really see other people as they are, without taking it personally, we can never be hurt by what they say or do. Even if others lie to you, it's okay. They're lying to you because they're afraid. They're afraid you will discover that they are not perfect. It is painful to take off that social mask. If others say one thing but do another, you're lying to yourself if you don't listen to their actions. But if you're truthful with yourself, you'll save yourself a lot of emotional pain. Telling yourself the truth about it may hurt, but you don't need to be attached to the pain. If someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift if they walk away from you. If that person doesn't walk away, you will surely endure many years of suffering. Walking away may hurt for a while, but your heart will eventually heal. Then you can choose what you really want. You'll find that you don't need to trust others as much as you need to trust yourself to make the right choices. When you make it a strong habit not to take anything personally, you avoid many upsets in your life. Your anger, jealousy, and envy will disappear. And even your sadness will simply disappear if you don't take things personally. If you can make this second agreement a habit, you'll find nothing can put you back into hell. There is a huge amount of freedom that comes to you when you take nothing personally. You become immune to black magicians, and no spell can affect you, regardless of how strong it may be. The whole world can gossip about you, and if you don't take it personally, you are immune. Someone can intentionally send emotional poison, and if you don't take it personally, you will not eat it. When you don't take the emotional poison, it becomes even worse in the sender, but not in you. You can see how important this agreement is. Taking nothing personally helps you to break many habits and routines that trap you in the dream of hell and cause needless suffering. Just by practicing this second agreement, you begin to break dozens of teeny tiny agreements that cause you to suffer. And if you practice the first two agreements, you will break 75% of the teeny tiny agreements that keep you trapped in hell. Write this agreement on paper and put it on your refrigerator to remind you all the time. Don't take anything personally. As you make a habit of not taking anything personally, you won't need to place your trust in what others do or say. You will only need to trust yourself to make responsible choices. You are never responsible for the actions of others. You are only responsible for you. When you truly understand this and refuse to take things personally, you can hardly be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others. If you keep this agreement, you can travel around the world with your heart completely open and no one can hurt you. You can say, "I love you," without fear of being ridiculed or rejected. You can ask for what you need. You can say yes, or you can say no. Whatever you choose, without guilt or self-judgment. You can choose to follow your heart always. Then you can be in the middle of hell and still experience inner peace and happiness. You can stay in your state of bliss, and hell will not affect you at all.
Yes. Yes, yes. And in the video credits, you guys, they showed a picture of Will Smith and his family jumping skydiving. How, if you ever want to face your fear, if you ever want to face fear in his face, skydive. and equate that to life, right? All right. So lastly, guys, we're going to end this with How to Overcome Daily Rejections by People and by Life. And this is by Ralph Smart, you guys. Infinite Waters on YouTube. Please join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here at the Hands and Awareness Radio. I hope you guys like this podcast. This podcast was a great reminder for me, you know, to be aware. Enhancing your awareness. To be aware is to be alive and to be alert, to be aware of the projections in which we all project, you guys. But, you know, the projection that others, I like to call it dark psychology, dark emotional psychology, dark emotional manipulation, gaslighting, manipulation, you know, it happens. And it comes from the very people in which we love and we trust. You know, if anything kind of makes you feel a type of way, it's for us to examine it. You know what I'm saying? And if it does not serve you, if it does not serve you, for your highest good, it is absolutely in your best interest, you know, to walk away, as he said in the four agreements. And guys, it may hurt at first, but the reality is we have been conditioned to just put that, you know, you just imagine a puzzle, you know, the piece that don't fit, but we keep trying to make it fit. If it's not working, you guys, why do we choose to waste each other's time? You know what I mean? So guys, rejection indeed can be our protection. But here is How to Overcome Daily Rejections by People and in Life. All right, guys, until next time, peace.
That, take that positive energy I'm sending you. We are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Jurassic Park, where else? On this beautiful day. Now, are you getting rejected by any chance, deep divers? Like people are rejecting you? Life is throwing banana peels at you. Take that, take that, take more banana peels. Nothing is going your way. You don't get that job you want. You're like, I'm screwed, Ralph. Do you feel like a total reject? Well, alas, how to never feel rejected by life or people again. Deep divers, let's just, woo, breathing in that grass, prana, baby. Do you sometimes feel that people are rejecting you? Do you feel right now life itself is rejecting you? Nothing is going the way you want. People are leaving you. Doors are closing right in your face. Well, deep divers, alas, I know what it's like. After this video, you are never going to walk alone again. You are never going to feel rejected by life again. Mark the cat down the road's words on that. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Hey. Now, beautiful deep divers, let me share with you what's helped me along my journey overcome the feeling of utter rejection from life and from people. I know what it's like. Somebody wrote to me saying that, beautiful young lady, Ralph, I feel rejected by life. It's like doors are closing. They're closing on me, Ralph. I'm getting rejected. When I apply to certain jobs, people are leaving my life. I'm like, what am I doing wrong, Ralph? And Ralph, they're like this. I know you're going to say, what will be, but it hurts right now. What will be. But deep divers, let's really dive into it, okay? Why do we feel rejected sometimes by life? Why do we feel rejected by people, life circumstances? Many, many years ago, nothing was going my way. I was in the job center at one point, feeling like a total reject. You know how embarrassing it was for me to go to the job center to ask for a job? Like, I just felt like a total reject. And at that same time, I was going through relationship issues. Like, I just felt rejected. I felt abandoned by life. I felt that life had forsaken me, okay? So I totally know what you're talking about. But what helped me along my journey, deep divers? Let me give you another perspective. Owed me something. And this is why a lot of us feel rejected when things don't go the way we want. We feel hurt, and it's okay to feel hurt. The greatest way to heal yourself is to allow yourself to feel everything you are going through. So if you feel hurt, allow yourself to feel hurt. If you feel like a reject, allow yourself to feel like a reject. Be honest with yourself. So, I felt like a reject, but when I went deeper into it, I started to realize it was because I felt that the world owed me something. I felt like the world owed me the good life. And the problem with that attitude is that not everybody is going to be nice to you in the streets. Like, you walk outside, somebody could just scream at you because we don't control how other people behave towards us. We don't even control how life behaves towards us. What we do control is how we respond. What we do control is cultivate within ourselves. So I always say this, deep divers, if you are dealing with rejection right now, the world owes you nothing. You owe everything to yourself. What? Slow motion this side. You owe yourself self-love. A lot of us, we have our hands open to people who can't feed us. What? That's right. We're like, please feed me. Extending your hands out to the wrong people, they can't help you. You have to learn how to fill your own cup first. And when I learned the art of self-love, when I learned the art of self-acceptance, people in life stopped rejecting me. What I want you to do, deep dive, if you feel rejected right now, give yourself a hug every single day. Like, I love you. That's right. Get really intimate with yourself. A lot of us, we don't spend enough time with ourselves. We live in a perpetual state of lack because we feel the world owes us something. Therefore, what happens? We place our attention on the external world, on other people, instead of placing attention on ourselves. Nobody should have that much power to reject you. No life, circumstance, or situation should have that much power to reject you. What helped me along my journey was to expect less something. Just expect a little bit less. Many times we feel rejected because we have unrealistic expectations of what we think this life should be when it is what it is. And yes, what will be. But you have to realize this. If you can learn how to expect less, not only will you be happier, but once again, you move from the victim mindset and you start to realize, so long as I love me, I accept me, that's all that matters. Like if people are kind to me, that's great, but I'm not expecting them to be. If I get this job, that's great, but I'm not expecting too much because I can create my own job. I can create my own happiness. Yes, don't get it twisted. It is great to have hope. It's great to expect, like I expect things. I expect the cat down the road to smile at me every single day, but I expect more from myself. And that's what you got to do every single day. Lose the feeling of entitlement. That's how to overcome the utter feeling of rejection from everything and everyone. Stop feeling entitled, like everybody is supposed to make you happy, like you're supposed to get that job, like everything is supposed to go your way. No. It's not supposed to be like that, if it isn't like that. So you have to start changing your mind, to change your world, to say, actually, the world owes me nothing, I'm losing entitlement, and I owe everything to myself. You see, what is meant for you will never reject. Slow motion this side. Sometimes what we think is a bad thing could actually be a blessing in disguise. I remember I used to apply to so many different jobs, some I didn't get. I'm actually happy I didn't get them because I'm here right now. So trust the universe and trust the process. Everything is happening for a reason. And 7-Day Vegan Challenge, shout out to everybody doing the 7-Day Vegan Challenge. Like if you feel like a total reject, have a happy meal. Okay, and that's what I love to do. Your fruits, your veg, foods high in antioxidants. I love, like, if I feel rejected by someone or something, I'm getting a beautiful smoothie, maca powder, banana, dates, almond milk, cacao in there, vanilla, and I'm happy right now. okay? Some chia seeds on top, complete source of protein. I'm happy right now. You see, what happens when we feel rejected by life, we start eating bad. This is the time to eat well. So juice up, more fruit, more veg, because what you eat is what you will become. Once you realize that, nobody will reject you again, not even the cat down the road. And then you'll just say, "Feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello?" Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby, just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody diving deep. Remind yourself, nobody can reject you if you don't reject yourself. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the good ass prana shirt. Looking so amazing. RouseSmart.com/clothes. Beautiful deep divers, you are truly appreciated. Have a beautiful day. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You.
We're living in a joke time, metaphor for coke time, commerce and girl men, run the whole world men, bone trunk of debauchery, old world brutality, cold world kill softly, whole world run savagely, redeeming the pride fiends, program TV screens, quick scam and drag queens, real life's been blasphemed, think twice as past dream, crime if you ask clean, quick fast for poison has entered the bloodstream, psychological mask, the consequences of tragedy, mythological characters, men and women as parody, superficial to vanity, borderline insanity, out of order humanity, crime committed so passively, desperados and casualties, corporations want batteries, explanations and strategies, domination and mastery, own zones in the bankrupt, grown people so corrupt, vice lords and yellow men, junkies of popularity, culture so independent, vulture scavenge reality, past feeling depravity, decaying social cavity, preying on human ignorance, popular immorality, symptoms of disease head, population misled, self-indulgent past dead, absence of the godhead, hemp pushes and harlotry, nepotism, no artistry, despotism, the piracy, desperation, dishonesty, business decision policy, more money, less equality, inflated global ego, imitating reality, pseudo-psycho-neutral, poison, bows and arrows, hypocritical on salary, idle hands, devil's agency, predisposed to complacency, jealousy, and audacity. City contagious social gluttony, stages of mass malignancy, epidemic deception, generation and atrophy, glam life and debt, scam life and editors, byproducts and neglect, children hiding from creditors, absence of self-respect, phony scared of competitors, style of luxury at someone's expense, sensitive children, used up as sacrifice, blind to the consequence, smoked up in dope pipes, ecstasy, fast life, recklessly past life, narcotics and cash fights, neurotic society, benefactors turned actors, addictions, crippled captives, experience manufactured in this neurotic toxic society. Postwater, looking for the communist or who the Marxist is. 10,000 pictures on Facebook, it's like the pot calling the kettle narcissist. Come on, really, saying the devil, but you're the chief arsonist. Hypocrites can't even see their own part in this. No reflection, vampire paradigm, no introspection. Star that, star rants, there's a breakdown. 3 months before, pure obsession, picture can't take down. Children, it's a shakedown, they just looking for a sacrifice. They've been doing this before Bobby Darin sang Mac the Knife. Before James Dean's car into the jackknife. Perhaps it's because they lack life or lack guts. Never confuse the head with the butt. Opinions are like assholes and most of them stink. I was told by a woman, so rethink. Don't ever let devil lead you to drink. Lead you to doubt, lead you to fall, get up, stand up, cast Lucifer out. Shake it up, baby, watch them twist and then shout. Insecure assholes looking for a ticket to ride on somebody like the ticket. It's fucking wicked, shame on enough. In this erotic toxic society. Psychopsychology and destiny to psychiatry, exorcism, sobriety, forcing social lobotomies, people stuck in dichotomies, pseudo-psycho-anxiety, serial criminals dressed in variety, social transvertism, subliminal dressed up as piety, transference projections like Cartesian images, robbing innocence, stealing inheritance, quiet victims with no defense, betrayed over dollars and cents, maladjusted and ignorant, malediction and dissonance. Too much addiction, no consciousness. Don't trust it, this cosmology's busted. Broken, it returns to the dust. It thinks of corruption, oppression, deceit, abuse and repeat. They don't feel complete unless they're robbing the sheep. Man is not a product if you call him that to stop it. And it's the rot of godless society.
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal.
Every government appointed to be served to be is illegal. One of them is illegal.